All right, fellas, really, I have no injuries to announce, which is a good thing. So I thought the crew here worked hard. It was great to get the rookies back in here and working, and I thought they did a nice job today. I mean, we threw a lot at them, and they handled it, which is a good thing. Time's yours.
Andy, what are you looking to see from the guys out here? What separates the guys who end up getting the invite?
Right here it's equal opportunity. Everybody's getting the same reps, so and they're getting plenty of looks, which we told them that would take place. And so I just expect them to come out and learn, and then the best they can go out and compete within the rules that we have here.
And you said there's no injuries, and that's not the case in some other rookie mini camps. Some pretty notable guys have gotten hurt. When you see that happen, does that cause you to take a look at what you guys are doing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, things happen. So I got it. I mean, it's that kind of a sport. And we were lucky enough to get through today without that. So, most of the guys here had a week to prep for this. And just to kind of maybe knock the edge off, I guess, nothing else.
Can you see, even in just 3 days, a kid who first day was kind of, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be, to day three, he picks it up?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can tell the guys that are grasping it and can kind of handle it. The objective is to give them enough reps to where you don't miss on a guy. And Doris and his crew have done a great job, I think, of creating competition, even for this right here. There's some good players. And so we'll take a peek at them, and we'll give them a little bit more tomorrow and see what they can digest and see if they can come out here and function with what we give them tomorrow.
How many state did you watch the guys that opted to draft picks to watch? What about the UDFA signings? Did you see any of these rookie candidates?
Most of the guys that signed, I had a chance to look at. A couple of the guys that, that we brought in on invite, I had a chance to look out. The majority of the invite guys, I didn't. The ones that didn't sign as a, unrestricted free agent.
What's the benefit of working at a guy different positions? Even though it's not real physical out here, not real football. I mean, what's the benefit of working different positions?
Well, the obvious is that you get to see him move around a little bit, at least doing football activity. And you add it into maybe what you saw last week, you add this into the mix, and the next step would be if they make it to training camp where they can actually go live and play football, then that's the next step. So, but you evaluate them and give them all a fair shot, see what you've got.
You mentioned moving around a little bit, an opportunity to evaluate them. What did you see out of Mitch Morse today?
From what I saw, I thought Mitch did pretty well. Most of his work was at center, but he had a chance to play some guard. He seems to be handling things pretty well.
You got two offensive linemen not out here, but on the roster we were given Curtis Fate and
Actually, Curtis has some hip issues. Who was the other one?
Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer. I'd have to get that to you. I'm not sure exactly on that.
It's a large number.
I do, yeah. Well, so you at least have two lines full of players, so you can do some team stuff and not have to worry about the reps and guys getting so exhausted they can't practice. Yeah.
Are you pretty familiar with Charles Tuwau's story, going for graduation? How cool is that?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good thing, right? Those are the good stories that you want to write.
Was that one of those deals where just a snap decision like that?
Yeah, well, all these guys. I mean, we let Bobby Bell go from our thing last night to go graduate. I mean, anyway, it's not mandatory. They got to go do their thing. And right, graduation's a pretty important thing, though. And congratulations to all of them that have that opportunity.
A couple more guys.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Bosby, the local kid?
He's a low. He's big. He's a huge Chiefs fan, and we noticed that during our workout here for the locals. I mean, that's where we saw him. Then he comes in and cranks out like a 4.35, does the drills well. So we said, hey, come out and let's give you a shot here, see what you can do, and And so he's doing it. He's having an opportunity. You know, neat deal.
You took a coach chance when Coach unrestricted free agent. Were you ever concerned at all that he was not going to choose the Chiefs?
No, we thought he was going to come here if he didn't get drafted or that. So we thought we'd have a shot, pretty good shot at it. He's an energetic kid. If you have a chance to talk to him, I mean, he's got a nice personality to him. He's a smart kid. He got a degree in something good, right, in the business department. So I think he's a pretty sharp kid.
Last two, Therese and BJ.
Yeah, Sage Harrell. He overshadowed a little bit by his nephew, his uncle, actually.
Who's his uncle?
Eli.
Eli, yeah.
Yeah, just what were your impressions of him? I'm sure. Is he one of the guys you looked at?
Yeah, no, I saw him a little bit. I thought he was a good player. You know, I mean, definitely worthy of coming in here and having an opportunity. So we'll see how he does.
What were some of the tools that you saw from him, though? I was kind of a big guy, but he's come off the edge a little bit.
Yeah, you just said it. You know, he's got. Well, I mean, we got it on tape that you just said it, so it's good. He's got good quickness, is what he has. Good first step. So you look at that, and that becomes important. He uses his hands well, which is important. You want me to keep going?
Yeah. Actually, I can use more for that.
No, that's good.
Go ahead, BJ.
From a big picture point of view, what was it like to get back out on the field and coach the guys?
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, that's what we do, and. And Doris has loaded us up here, so now it's important that we get down and coach these guys and do what we do as coaches.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep.